Welcome. This is Choices, and this is your host, Judy Mario. Thank you for joining me today. We are talking about whether or not you lack confidence. Confidence is a choice. Some people like to argue with me about that, but I honestly believe it is. Why is having confidence so hard? Why is it that we have so much trouble believing in ourselves? Why do many of us have the tendency to overestimate everyone else, their ability, their power, and estimate and underestimate ourselves? Why are so many of us concerned with what other people think about us? Well, if we are to understand these things, first, we need to understand why we think, feel, and act the way we do. And we need to understand why and how we have become who we are, as well as why we react or respond in certain ways. When we understand ourselves better, we can either accept the way we are, or we can make changes so we will be able to accept ourselves. What we believe and accept about ourselves determines our behavior and our performance, and these in turn create our results, and our results affect our confidence levels. Now, if we have self-limiting beliefs, we will have self-limiting behaviors. And if we have self-empowering beliefs, we will have self-empowering behaviors. In other words, if we think we can, we can. And if we think we can't, we can't. If we think we can, we're going to find a way. We're going to perform as well as we believe that we're capable of. And if we think we can't, well, we're right. We can't. See, whatever we think about is what we bring about in our lives. And if we are going to understand ourselves, we have to realize that many of our beliefs about ourselves, about who and what we are, have come from outside sources. They've come from other people, like parents or siblings, teachers, Sunday school teachers, people who had influence over our lives when we were younger. Our level of self-esteem and self-confidence also comes from how much education we've had and how we feel about that education. Now, I don't mean formal education. I do mean formal education, but in addition to formal education, there's other kinds of education. There's travel. There's knowledge. There's the experience of working and learning something. So it's not just formal education. It's all of the ways that we learn, which affect how we believe. And also our experiences. What have we experienced? What one person experiences in life, another person may never experience. And those experiences cause us to believe certain things about ourselves. And it's so important for us to realize that the way that we felt as a child, the things that we learned as a child, have a direct correlation on who and what we are now. And a lot of people think that, oh, well, we can just change ourselves, we can change our beliefs, we can just be positive. Well, I do believe in the power of positive thinking. I think it's important for us to look on the bright side and for us to try to find the silver lining. It's important for us to find the things that are good about what's in our life. And it's important for us to have gratitude for the things that we have, especially those of us who live here in America. I mean, we have every kind of convenience that people in other parts of the world don't have, and yet so many of us take it for granted. We're not really grateful for it, and we don't realize how much we have that's a benefit to us. But we have to remember this, that adjusting your attitude without working on your self-confidence is simply a quick fix. It's a short way down the track before we're going to have a breakdown. You know, you have to change your attitude, yes, but it needs to be built on the confidence. Attitudes are catching. And when we appear strongly motivated and positive, others want to be around us, and they bask in the reflected glow of our self-confidence. And when our self-esteem is low, it's easy to draw others into the vortex of that negativity. So we have to think of the road to success as a smooth, straight road path roadway, freeway, that's paved with high self-confidence, high self-esteem. You know there's going to be obstacles in life. You know that there are going to be times that are really, really difficult. You know that there's going to be times when, boy, it's going to be tough for you to negotiate or to get through whatever it is to get to that other side. But you have to. You need a belief in yourself, and you need a positive attitude. See, what's holding you back from making these sweeping changes, what's holding you back from having a better life, from leading a more complete life, a more fulfilling life, is your subconscious mind. That little voice that lives in your head that whispers all kinds of self-defeating messages to you, that little voice that erodes what confidence you may have developed and helps you to realize your worst fears about yourself. So it's very important for us to remember that we need to reprogram that little voice, because that little voice is something that got programmed when we were much, much younger. And we can reprogram that, and the way that we do that is through visualization and through affirmations. We have to see ourselves confident, see ourselves as a person with good posture, see ourselves as a person who walks into the room confident, see ourselves as a person who's dressed correctly, see ourselves as a person who believes in ourselves. We have to visualize that about ourselves. And so it's very important for us to start with that picture in our mind of what it is that we want to be. Remember, with goals, it's very important for us to see the end result. So if you're not feeling confident right now, you want to start seeing what it looks like to be confident. Look at people who appear confident to you and then emulate some of their postures, some of their stances, some of their behaviors. See, so many of us have allowed the opinions of other people to become our opinions of ourselves. We've listened to people tell us we are incompetent, we are inadequate, we are unworthy, we are bad, we're stupid, we're clumsy. We've internalized, processed, and often believe what others have told us. I've done it myself. When I was growing up, I had one sister who constantly told me how clumsy I was, and I believed I was clumsy, and I became clumsy. And it wasn't until I went to a finishing school and learned how to walk and stand and sit and turn and enter and exit a room that I learned that I wasn't clumsy, that I didn't have to be clumsy, that I could be graceful and poised. I don't know if there's a lot of finishing schools out there today, but I'll tell you what, it made a major difference in my life, because I was able to reprogram my subconscious mind not to believe what I had been told over and over and over. See, there is a direct correlation between the quality of our relationships and our levels of self-esteem and self-confidence. And if we're like most people, how we feel about ourselves, good or bad, is largely dependent upon the degree of acceptance we felt from the influential people in our lives. It's so important that you remember that the degree of self-confidence you have is affected by the influential people in your life. Now, what I mean by that is, if we were compared negatively to other children, especially children outside of our immediate family, we might have believed that those children had more abilities and were more than we were. That is when the feelings of inferiority started to set in. And if we didn't appreciate, or we didn't receive appreciation or recognition for our achievements, then we may even today believe that others are smarter or stronger or better than we are now at this time in our lives. So stop it. Stop it. Start now to work on your self-discipline. Work on your self-reliance and work on your responsibility, taking responsibility. These are the characteristics which help us achieve. self-discipline, self-reliance, and responsibility. See, achievement builds self-esteem. Achievement builds self-confidence. So start now to show more interest in other people. If you will show more interest in other people, it will be amazing what you learn. Start to watch other people. Start to see who's confident and who isn't. And one thing you can do is try to help other people feel important. Make the effort to get out of yourself and to show the other person that you're interested in that person. And the way we do that is we start by listening to others. Listen. Ask them questions about themselves and about their lives. And if you want to know how to have better relationships, lose weight, or become financially fit, then ask someone who's done it. Ask someone who's done it. If you want to be a professional speaker, ask someone who's done it. In the world today, we're getting more and more people who hire themselves personal coaches or personal mentors. I do coaching and mentoring, and a lot of people hire me to help them write their books, to help them become public speakers. But most of all, what I help them do is have confidence in themselves. I help them find what's good about themselves. And that's what we're talking about today, how you can find the things about you that are your strengths so that you can be more confident. So listen to other people. Listen attentively. Show an interest in what they have to say. And how do you show interest? You look at them, you lean forward, and you comment on what they've said before you start telling your own story and talking about yourself. You know, I think Americans have this habit worse than a lot of other people, but what we do sometimes is people will tell us something, and rather than responding or repeating back what we heard them say or asking them questions, we just jump in with our Me Too story. Oh, yeah, me too. I did that, blah, 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 and I experienced this and so on. And we need to learn not to do that. We need to learn to listen to the other person. In fact, there's three steps to being an active listener, and that is to look at the other person, to really be there, to be present, be right there with them. Stop anything else you're doing and be present. And then nod or follow along as they're talking, either nod or, or say yes or say, you know, acknowledge what it is that they're doing. And then when they finish, repeat back what you understood them to say. Repeat back what you understood them to mean so that they know that you heard what they said. And, you know, it'll start to give you a lot more confidence, too, because you'll start to realize that you're a better communicator and that you know more when you listen more. Another thing I want you to think about is stop criticizing yourself. Quit talking about your negative traits. You know, the more you concentrate on what's wrong with you, the more it's going to hang on. And don't say things to people like, oh, I'm just not good with money, or I don't understand finances, or I don't like the way I look today. My hair is always such a mess. I can't afford to go there. I can't do that. I can't do this. We have to stop saying negative things about ourselves and our situations, because what we put our attention to is what multiplies in our lives. So instead of criticizing, start looking for the things you do know. Start looking for the things you have accomplished. Start looking for the good things that you have. Look for your strengths. Here, I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Now here's what I want you to do. Make a list of your strengths. Make a list of your strengths and place it where you can see it. I put mine on the bathroom mirror. I just scotch tape it up on the bathroom mirror so I can see it every morning. And I want you to do something like that. Make a list of your strengths and put it where you can see it. And add to that list every day until you have 100 strengths on your list. Because you have a lot of good things about yourself that you are not acknowledging at this time. So I want you to make that list of your strengths and put it where you can see it. Now, don't put anything on that list that you don't like about yourself. it's amazing how many people tell me, well, I can't find anything I do like. I can't find the strength, but I know what I don't like. Well, that's a different list. If you want to make a list of what you don't like about yourself, fine. Only do it on a two-column piece of paper. And in the first part of the list, I want you to write what you don't like about yourself. And then on the second half of that, right across from that, you write how you can change it, how you can change it, and then do it. And once you get it changed, put it over on your strength list, because it's important for you to start to recognize the strengths that you have. Now, if there's something wrong with you and you can't change it, which I don't believe is true, I believe we can change most things, don't whine about it. People don't want to be around someone who whines and complains. And besides, most of the things you don't like about yourself, no one else ever even noticed until you brought it to their attention, until you started pointing it out to them. You see, confidence comes when we determine that we are responsible for ourselves. When we're able to stand on our own two feet, make our own decisions, and deal with the consequences of our own behaviors and choices. You know that if you don't make your own choices, if you allow other people to make choices and decisions for you, you have to live with the consequences of those decisions, and it's not even your choice that brought the consequence about. So make your own choices. Work to be an independent person who does important things. Choose to step out of your comfort zone, set a goal, and make a plan to do something different or bigger. Take a risk. Take action. And you know what? When you step out of your comfort zone, you may be going into the panic zone, but that's okay. That's okay. So many of us think, oh, I can't do this, but then when we try, we're like, I just don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. But you know what? That's okay. Because when you go out from the comfort zone into the panic zone, you go through the growth zone. And even if you jump from the panic zone back into your comfort zone, you went through the growth zone that way as well. See, both ways, you're going to go through a growth zone. You are going to grow. You are going to be better. You're going to do more. So it's so very, very important for you to take that risk, for you to set a goal, make a plan, do something different, do something bigger, take action. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. And today we're talking about, do you lack confidence, and what you can do to get some. In just a minute more, I'm going to tell you some steps to how you can obtain more confidence, to how you can be a more confident person. But first, I just want to remind you that this is Judy Mario, and that if you would like to continue receiving information which will help you to elevate your self-esteem and your self-confidence, just go over to my website, judymario.com, that's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com, and sign up for my free monthly newsletter. And you'll also receive a free download of my audio recording, Realize Who You Are. Realize Who You Are. You'll like that because it helps you to kind of look at the things that have happened to you in your life and say, wow, that's why I am who I am today. And while you're over there at judymario.com, click on the link to receive a subscription to our quarterly Choices magazine, because it has fabulous articles on self-confidence and self-esteem by some of your favorite self-help authors. So click on that link to get that subscription to our free quarterly magazine. And now let's talk about some of the things that you can do to boost your confidence so that you feel better about who and what you are and what you are doing with your life. See, building a stronger self-confidence is one of the most important things you can ever do for yourself. You can actually change your life by changing how you feel about your life. And when you're coming from that better space, that better place, then you're going to have more and more good times. You're going to have more and more successes. You're going to have more and more achievement when you come from that good place. You know, it's a fallacy that our lives are going to improve once a certain event happens. I know people who say, well, once I win the lottery, or once I get that job, or once I marry that person, or once I lose 50 pounds, you know, they start to believe that once this occurrence happens, that their life is going to be better. It's going to get better. And that's not necessarily true. We all know people who have all of the possessions in the world. They have things, they've been places, they've done things, and still they're unhappy. Still their life doesn't get any better. So if we're going to have the kind of self-confidence we want that comes with achievement, that comes with stepping out of our comfort zone, that comes with networking and meeting people and doing the things that we want to do, if we're going to have the happiness that we desire, well, we have to remember that happiness and change both come from within. They come from within you. So your self-confidence begins when you honestly examine your emotions, when you honestly examine how you feel about things. And how we feel toward others tells us a great deal about how we grew up, about how we felt about ourselves. Negative habits such as judging and criticizing other people, they can be overcome. You can overcome negative habits. Habits can be changed. And we have to learn to quit judging others and quit criticizing others. But you see, if we judge ourselves and we criticize ourselves, it's going to affect the way we behave toward other people. Self-confidence means truly loving and truly valuing yourself. Self-confidence means you've accepted yourself as you are. Even though you're continuing to work on improving yourself, you are going to continue to work on improving yourself. We're not a finished product. We never will be a finished product. As long as we're alive, we should be working on improving ourselves. But it means you've accepted yourself as you are, and you have a healthy appreciation for yourself. You know what your best qualities are. You know what your strengths are. You know what your achievements have been. And this will help you be more confident. That's why I want you to make that list. It is so important for you to make that list. And as I said to you before, there are two important tools for getting self-confidence. That's affirmations and visualizations. An affirmation is a statement, a positive, present statement, a statement that you make about yourself, like, I am a powerful and effective communicator. That is a powerful statement. It's a positive statement. It's, I am a powerful and effective communicator. Here's another little homework assignment for you. Never again in your life do I want you to add a negative word to the words I am. Whenever you say I am, you must always follow it with a positive word. I am powerful. I am effective. I'm good at what I do. I am intelligent. Those are affirmations. Whatever it is that you would like to believe about yourself, write it as a powerful, positive, present statement, and then repeat it to yourself over and over. Write it on little cards and put it places where you can see it. Put it on your bathroom mirror. Put it on the visor in your car. Put one of the cards in your wallet so that when you get your money out, you see it. Because you want to have this statement where you can remind yourself regularly that you are a powerful and effective person, that you are at your perfect weight. Whatever it is that you want to believe about yourself, write it in a powerful present tense statement and keep it handy. And you might even want to write it over 4 or 5 times every morning just to get it in your mind. You see, the act of cursive writing, of actually writing a statement out, makes an indelible imprint on your subconscious mind. And right now, if you're trying to get more self-confidence, you need to impress your subconscious mind that you are a confident person. You see, what we think about becomes the truth about us. It's not what other people say about us. It's about what we say about ourselves, or what we think about what other people say about us. See, if they say that we're not worth anything, if we think, well, that person has a perceptual problem and they need to be locked up, then it's not going to affect us in any way. But if we think they're right, I'm really not worth anything, then it's telling our subconscious mind that the other person was right and we really aren't worth anything and we aren't going to feel good about who we are, and it doesn't matter how nice we dress or what kind of car we drive, we are not going to feel good about ourselves. So if you love yourself, when people say negative things to you, you will evaluate the person and whether or not there's any truth in it, and you'll walk away from that feeling strong, feeling good. See, we have to invest in our self-esteem. We have to invest in our self-esteem. That means putting time and effort and even money into our self-esteem. If you need to buy some motivational tapes or some motivational CDs to put in your car, then do it, because you spend an enormous amount of time in your car. I can't tell you, if you just drive back and forth to work 15 to 30 minutes a day, you could reprogram your mind right there on that drive, just putting that CD in the car and listening to that positive statement. There are some great CDs out there by some fabulous, fabulous motivational speakers, so you can just buy a set and put them in the car. People say to me, well, I don't know, you know, they're $100 for a set of motivational CDs, that's too much money. What? You invest money in yourself. You invest in your learning, and it will never be taken away from you. My father encouraged me from the time I was about 15 years old to invest in myself, to invest in my mind, to invest in positive mental attitude tapes and books and CDs, and just put that into my head, and it has brought me a wonderful life. And so when people say, I just can't afford to do that, I just want to slap them. I want to say, you can't afford not to do this. Put that CD in your car and listen to it on the way to work, so that when you go into work in the morning, you have a nice positive attitude and people see you as a confident person and they see you as someone who gets the job done and not someone who comes in complaining about the traffic and last night and everything that went wrong. And then when you're going home tonight, put those CDs in that car again. And by the time you get home, you'll be in a good mood. You'll go through the door at home. Hi, how are you? And you'll have better relationships as a result of having a better attitude. Better attitudes come from being more confident, by being more accepting, by loving yourself, by loving yourself. Some of the other things that you need to do in order to have your confidence at a top, top level is to, let's just think of this one, be your own best friend. Now, I know we've heard that and it seems like a cliche, but you do need to be your own best friend. Encourage and love yourself. Don't expect yourself to be perfect. Don't expect yourself to be perfect. Excellence is good enough. You don't have to be perfect. And take time to enjoy your life. Choose something that you enjoy and schedule it into your life, just like you would schedule a doctor's appointment. Write it, your book, in ink and make it a priority. And for goodness sake, let go of the past. Let go of the hurt. Let go of the anger. Let go of the disillusionment. If they start to creep back into your life, let them go again and again and again. Visualize yourself as a success. Visualize yourself confident. Visualize yourself as having the best possible life that you can. In Watts, one of the pioneers of positive thinking, wrote, the secret of successful living is to build up the mental equivalent of what you want and to get rid of the mental equivalent of what you don't want. This is Judy Morio, and this is Choices. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you being here, and please go over to judymorio.com and sign up for that free newsletter so you can keep yourself motivated and happy on a daily basis. You are more than enough. Thank you for being here.